Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Hey everyone, let's get everything started over here. This is The Last Drop, and I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, running another solo edition here on The Last Drop. Continuing on with this thing we like to call Rum Month. Funny enough, I think it is National Rum Month as well, too. So, since Cody isn't here and it's his week, I decided to throw in this extra week because it's one of those months that has that extra week inclined to it, so it's something that I thought I would bring out a special little pour for and get that one over with until Cody gets back. And I think this is gonna be number one on my best of list this year. I'm super excited to pour this bad boy, even though it's already poured in a glass and covered and everything. I am just pumped for this. I did not plan this until like maybe right before recorded last week, so I think it's going to be a little exciting. I also want to talk some hip-hop as well, too, celebrating the 50th anniversary. Happy birthday, hip-hop, out there, especially after the big, monstrous show there. But I thought I would do things a little different here and just get right into the drinking part and then talk a little bit of the hip-hop there. I'm super ecstatic. I'm like a little kid on the candy store, and the reason for that is because it's The Last Drop meeting Last Drop here, if you know what I mean. And that is the official Last Drop bottle right here. That's right, straight from the UK over in London, old England there. I think it's from London. Yeah, I see it right here. London, England. Yep, that's right. Good old London, England right there. And The Last Drop, not the podcast itself that I'm on, that I host, that I own, but The Last Drop Distillery sent me out a little special something, and I thought that it would be a very appropriate reason to get this out just before we finished up Rum Month, and perfect timing, too, as well. What I have in my hand here, people, is a sample pour of the very old Jamaica Rum 1976, just 3 years off from being 50 years with the birth of hip-hop. I believe this was aged for 43 years, but if it only said 1973, that would have been the title of this episode then, 1973, the birth of hip-hop and the very old Jamaica rum from The Last Drop. This would have been cool as hell. So they sent me this sample in a nice little presentable box, too, which, by the way, Last Drop, I love your logo. I almost wish you didn't come up with it so I could steal it. I'm not gonna lie, I still think I'm gonna put this just like on a glass or something like that and just pretend like it's
my own, the last drop is so. Not for sale, though. Just for my own personal usage, if you will. And then they sent me this little book pamphlet, too, as well, which is really cool. And it gives a, you know, it talks about the world itself in 1976. And then it talks about the rum itself, well, and then Ian Burroughs' tasting notes as well, too. He gave it a 97 out of 100 in here. And then on the back of it, it just has, like, the actual bottle, the box set it comes with. And every Last Drop bottle comes with a little miniature bottle as well, too. They've only made 183 of these bottles. It's very super rare. It's very super limited. And it's just it's a one-of-a-kind beauty. And also, too, it is the distillery's first ever rum release. What did Ian Burroughs say? A classic Jamaica rum in all its heavenly glory, full body, unadulterated with natural sweetness and spice. He's the rum ambassador. Man, that is, damn, I couldn't have put that better myself there. 67.9% alcohol level right there. I was reading something in this book, and I was actually enjoying it because I think it's right around this part right here. It says this rum comes from the south of the island of Jamaica. We are unable to name the distillery, obviously because of legalities and stuff like that. But this is in no way detracts from the outstanding quality of the spirit we found in late 2019, maturing in a warehouse near the docks in Liverpool. Our rum's journey from Jamaica to Liverpool can be compared to that of a child who leaves home in pursuit of an education. After several years of enjoying the warmth of Jamaica, this barrel, along with many others, was loaded onto a ship which set sail for the west coast of Britain, Liverpool. On arrival, the rum was re-racked and placed within one of the magnificent warehouses which lines the docks of the city. There, in a cool setting with the salty tang of the Irish Sea blowing through the warehouses, the rum settled down to begin a long, slow maturation. The cool temperatures combined with the westerly sea breeze have given the spirit distinct flavors which speak of its long life and journey. When we first tasted this 43-year-old rum, we knew we had found the elusive liquid we had long sought. It is undeniably delicious with the richness of a classic Jamaica rum and the smoothness that comes with great age. That might be the first time I ever read something that long here on The Last Drop, too, by the way. I don't really read or do notes or anything like that. I kind of just like go on the cusp of things. You know, I like to keep it fresh, if you will. I love this little box design, too, with the little sample in it. It's beautiful. Last Drop presentation. You know, they have some of the best presentations out there in the game. I actually want to see what their cognac presentation looks like because, you know, cognac is easily one of the best spirits out there that has some of the best presentations and glass bottles and crystals and stuff like that. So, excuse me there. I just used some Manscaped as I was trimming the nose hair there or whatever and stuff. And got a little bit of the sniffles there a little bit because of it's hot as hell in California, okay? Well, mainly in my part of the town, if you will. But I'm sure all over L.A. personally. It is hot as hell. The AC is blowing nonstop. I can see the sun out there baking a tree right now. Like, it's nobody's business. But let's get into this bad boy. So, I have this in my Wonders of Whiskey glass. Long stem, gold stem glass here. I've had it covered up with the little cap top on it. Remove that. Let's get this bad boy open. Let's get the sniffing on this. Oh! My God. Ooh, you smell that sugar cane right away. By the way, I used to hate fucking sugar canes. My grandma's house, she was growing sugar cane. That damn thing would grow so out of control or whatever, and guess who had to go out there and trim it and all that shit? Me. Hated that damn thing. I actually didn't know what it was. I didn't know you could eat that. I think one time I saw her, like, take it in the house and was, like, cutting his branches off or something. Like, and I was just looking at her like, she done lost her damn mind now. She feeding us plant. Damn, let me call my mama. Although I didn't have a cell phone at the time or whatever, and I didn't know her number and probably didn't even know how to work a phone at that time either, but I was just looking at her going like, damn, she didn't... That's how I knew. I was like, we must be broke. Because we out there eating trees now. I said, this girl done seen Tarzan way too many times now. She think that that's cool that we can do that now. Nah. Oh, buddy. Oh, man. There's like some salted caramel on here, too, as well. Kind of like a sea salt caramel chocolate. Oh, some cinnamon on there as well. There's some apricots in there, too, as well. Oh, that's delicious. That's just on the nose. Or the, you know, fuck this. Let's get into the sip now. That's a little baby sip. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, excuse me. I swallowed. Oh, my God. You know what? Damn the palate. I got to skip over that. I got to get to this finish. This finish is freaking epic. There is like this aroma of spice that is hitting the back of my esophagus. I just absolutely love. You get the full power of that ABV level as well too. But then not only that, it's what goes down. You getting like this, these overripe fruits and this coffee with a little bit of tobacco and leather flavor combination going in there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the fruits are just like, I'm getting a crap ton of apricots and some prunes and a little bit like plums and something sweet of that nature in there. By the way, I'm doing baby sips because this is a little sample here or whatever, and I gotta enjoy every sip I can get out of it. Oh, because this is just hitting in all the right paces. I taste the age statement of it, the full power of the ABV, everything that's running down with it as well. Oh, God. I love the unique, okay, back to the palate. I love this uniqueness. It's got this core burst of flavors on it as well, too. A lot more toffee on the tongue too. I'm getting a lot more toffee there, and more of that overripe fruits there. But the spices is there too. It's almost like an icing on a cake type spice. You know, like it's icing spices, if you will. Like, you know, you got, let's just imagine like the cake is a big ball of spice, or whatever, and you just take your spoon and dip, or whatever your, however you spread your, I think this is a knife. You take your knife or whatever, you dig into the jar, and you want to rub around that cake a little bit more with some more icing on the cake, and that's the spices right there. That is just absolutely legit. A little bit of nutmeg on there too, as well. That taste on that palate. That kind of caught me off guard there, or whatever. Very flavorful though. It's got a lot going on there. Very unique. I'm loving that, man. Oh, man, I wish I had more of this. You should have seen me pouring this, too. I was being stingy as hell. It's a little sample, but I was just like, just going to dab just a little bit in there, yeah. I definitely want to come back to this. Not for reviewing purposes, but like my smoking cigar purposes. What I loved about that sip, my nose was in the glass, too, because I got a big-ass nose. And I love how I just inhaled all of it as I was sipping it too, as whatever. It lingers in the glass. Very intense though too. But it's perfectly well balanced. Got a lot of bacon spices on there. I'm getting that nutmeg a lot more on the tongue. It's definitely on the palate as well. There's this tartness to it as well too. I can't put my finger on what that is, but it's somewhere like right in the beginning to the middle, kind of cuts off right there. Last trip. Ooh, I love the warmth on this thing, whatever. It's so inviting. It's so winterish, you know, got this winter feel to it, you know, like making hot chocolate in the cold storms or something like that, and sitting around the campfire, or not the campfire, but around the fire pit at the in the house, the chimney, sitting around the chimney. I was like, what the hell's a fire pit? Looking like that scene out of Call Me By Your Name, whatever. You're sitting by the fire pit crying. All you need is a little bit of the last drop, very old Jamaica rum right there, 1976 style, baby. I'm just going to try to get the little remnants left out of this glass right here. Mm. Ooh. Mm. I love this little it's a mouthful. First of all, it's a mouthful. It's got this like strong like steak, tough steak to it or whatever. And by tough steak, like it's just meaty. It fills up the whole mouth, and it leaves this lingering taste too. My tongue just feels like it's covered in it, in the nutmeg and heat and bacon spices and like plums and apricots or whatever. Even after no longer just sipping on it right now, my mouth just feels full of it. And that was a little pour too as well. And I feel like I'm going to be tasting that like for like at least the next hour or so, unless I like, you know, eat bottles of sugar cane or something, or drink bottles of sugar cane. I love that like so much is happening. And like, it just like goes down so smooth. Finishes like real smooth. It's got this nice little epic linger to it as well too, by medium to long length. It's got all the bacon spices right there at the beginning of the esophagus. Then it kind of just like goes down real smooth, turns into like butter, baby. You know, smooths down. Yeah, this is. I wish I could afford this. I'm not gonna lie. I think the bottle, from what I've seen, most places is between. K&L had it for like $2,700, $2,800. So what I've been looking at seeing is like between $2,700 to $3,200. Very pricey bottle. Very pricey bottle. But damn it, it is so freaking delicious. This is kind of to me like the Hennessy Paradis, that cognac. Price range is incredibly high. Like, but this is super rare too at that. It's one of those things that you might just have to save up to and just like build. Like, I'm not lying. I'm putting money to the side for that Hennessy Paradis. So this is one of those that might take me. Hennessy Paradis is only going to take me a few months to put money on the side for that one. This one might take me like 2 years, you know. This might take might take 3 years actually. Maybe even four. This is really good though. I'm loving this. So dude, you know what this is getting. You know what this is getting. So if you're new to the show, my rating goes from like the worst you can get is like a 21-21. Because that just fucking sucks. And then you can get a fuck it. Don't even bother with it. Don't even touch it. Don't even. And then it just goes from like 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5. And then after that 3.5, it's the last drop. And the last drop basically is like, I can't live without it. I need this in my life. I gotta buy it. I gotta have a sip of it. It's perfection. It's on the drop of fame. It ain't being replaced. It ain't being touched. I'm dropping a last drop on this. How the hell can you not drop a last drop on the last drop? That's the thing. When they sent me this, too, I was just like, look, you better come with it. You gotta come with it. I had already tried this. Like 2 years ago, I think it was. It was right around when it came out. Like, it might have been like 2020, end of 2020. And I thought it was one of the best spirits I've ever had in my life. I'm still holding that in regards. That is probably one of the best spirits I had in my life. But now that I'm kind of branching out in these other spirits too, it's up there as far as, it's still in my number one. But like, I could see it easily being probably taken down, but like, not by much. It'll still be in that top five. And that's crazy too, because I really didn't expect much out of rum. And I initially thought that years ago when it first came out, I thought it was like a rum cask. I didn't know it was an exact rum, because this company doesn't make rum. So, and they came across this gem, and I'm just thankful they sent me a little sample of this, because this is just fucking delicious. When I had this the first time, I fell in love with it. I thought it was even better than their Buffalo Trace cast that they did. So this is a winner right here. Hopefully they do more of these or put it out there for the consumption use. I'd like to see something in the $100 range, so I could actually buy it, because I can't afford this. So I'm not gonna wash this glass. I'm just gonna be sniffing it from there, going, oh god, oh. Gonna be looking like that creepy kid from Hey Arnold, or whatever. The one was always breathing in the background, whatever, the unibrow chick. She was always just like, you know, flirting over, what's his name, the football head himself. What's his name? He's the damn title of the show, Arnold himself. And he would always be in the background just going, that's going to be me. If I ever get married, and she's going to be like, I got to go to the room real quick. I'll be all right, babe. What you doing in there? Nothing. Don't come in here. And he just starts sniffing. I'm going to have to start going to AA meetings from sniffing this glass and shit. I love the empty glass scent of this, though, too. It's definitely just all sugar cane. No, actually, you know what? Sugar cane, and then there's like this fruity tartness to it in there as well. Smells so good. Smells so good. Well, that went on for 20 minutes. As you know, when I do these solo shows, I like to keep these shows kind of in the 20 to 35 minutes usually. And sometimes, I think last week went over 30. I think it was like 40 minutes. So occasionally I go over the time limit I want to go because I'm chatty. That's just a short term for saying I talk too goddamn much. So now I just want to talk about now that I got the liquor part of the show out of here and giving the Last Drop their kudos. Thanks again, once again, Last Drop, for this. Appreciate that. I want to talk about what Nas and Mass Appeal did in the Bronx, New York, Yankee Stadium. That was freaking epic. At August 11th, 1973, this genre was created. This genre we call and is known as hip-hop. What we've been doing on the show is basically giving a top 10 list. Once a month, me and Cody, we give our top MCs / hip-hop performers of all time, realistically. And mainly not even, it really didn't start out that way. It was just mainly just to pay respect to those artists and stuff like that. It wasn't meant to be a top 10 list, but then when I rounded it out, I was like, oh, it ends in December, so I guess that's kind of a top 10 list because we started in March, so. So, and it mainly was just to show respect to those legends. And so far, neither one of us has had the same person on our list. I think we'd like to keep it that way just to give a variety because there's so many different artists out there. And our lists have been somewhat similar to somewhat different in a way. Like, the style is the same, but the artists are so much different in their delivery of that style, which has just been incredible. It's probably one of my favorite segments on the show. I can't wait to see what Cody drops out. But either way, so Nas, he's been the ambassador of hip-hop. He's been the ambassador of this 50th anniversary, happy birthday hip-hop here. And it's just been beautiful because he's my favorite MC. I think he's the GOAT. I think he is the GOAT. Actually, you know what? After this concert he did, hosted, I actually think there's no dispute no longer who is the GOAT of hip-hop now. I don't even think we should even be questioning it. It is for sure Nas. Because this was all incredible. This lineup was just fucking insane. And I am so upset at myself for not being there. Like, I am a diehard old-school hip-hop fan. And to see people, like, I'm talking from, like, Kool G Rap, Melly Mel, Lauryn Hill, Ice Cube was there, Snoop Dogg, obviously, Run DMC, who fucking killed it. I mean, they were just amazing. I saw Remy Ma was up there. Ashanti came out with her gorgeous-looking ass. Unfortunately, Fat Joe took his shirt off and was just like, bro, put your shirt back on. Like, I couldn't even watch the stream no more. I watched all 8 hours of this, too, by the way. I only skipped it a few times. A Down with the Boogie, I skipped on him. I didn't care about him. Lil Wayne, I definitely didn't care about him. I skipped through that as well, too. Shit, y'all couldn't get Outkast to replace him. T.I., I kind of skipped through all his as well, too. I don't really care. The one thing I give T.I., at least I can understand him, unlike Lil Wayne. I skipped through him. Well, I think those really, I think those the only thing I actually skipped on. Oh, and Cameron. What the hell was he there? All right. The fuck has he ever contributed to hip hop other than shitty music? So I really didn't get that. At least Lil Wayne, I can understand. You know, he's been around a really long time. and people actually liked him, you know, and apparently he was like one of the hottest things out at the time, whatever. Cameron was never any of those things, so I don't know why he was there. I couldn't wait to get past him. I was just like, yeah, you couldn't find Jadakiss for this? Just, yeah, get right back to that. Plus, he sucks, dude, so he's horrible. Oh, Lupe Fiasco coming. Dougie Fresh came out too, still hitting the beatbox all smooth and clean. I thought that was dope as hell. Couldn't get Missy Elliott maybe there, because Lil Kim, Remy Ma, and Trina was there as well too. That's another one. I didn't understand why Trina was really there, to be honest. I really never considered her part of that female pioneer of hip hop there. Like, I could see why Salt and Pepper probably didn't want to show up, but I would have got them more. Common killed it. Common was on it too, which, by the way, Blue Run, gotta have a word with y'all. Common was rocking this suit on. It looked like an Adidas suit at first because it had the stripes on the side, but I got a good shot of him, and there was butterflies on them shirt. I was like, wait a minute, hold on now. Blue Run selling out Common, the official sweatsuits and stuff like that. It looked dope as hell. Common killed it. I saw Common in concert like twice, and I always thought he was just like a good performer. Lupe Fiasco was pretty good too as well. Trying to remember who else was there. EPMD showed up. Pretty much everybody that's been on our me and Cody's top 10 list, whatever. KRS-One showed up. Rakim didn't show up. But damn near he was in every damn Sprite commercial that popped up during the ad, so he damn near was there. I'm trying to remember who else was there now. The godfather of hip-hop himself is there, man. Shoot, and the first lady as well. Can't forget about that, but that was incredible. Herc, man. Herc was there. DJ Herc. I mean, I didn't remember the DJs that were on stage. I remember Green Lantern was there when Nas was there. That's one of Nas' stables right there, DJ Green Lantern. He's dope as hell. So this was just all-time epic of epic proportions or whatever and stuff. So my favorite performers, I thought Lauryn Hill was just, I thought she was just amazing. I thought she was incredible. I kept trying to think too, was Nas, because I knew he wasn't gonna end the show even though he didn't want to set it up, but I was like, nah, he gonna come out with something like legendary or whatever. But I was thinking, like, how's he gonna end his set though? And I was like, well, they're in the Bronx. Major Look would be like a good shout out or whatever, because like it's got the crowd amp and stuff like that. But I was like, no, this is like old school hip hop to the fullest right here. He's got to end it with One Mic, is what I said, because One Mic just embodies everything of what hip hop is about and stuff. And sure enough, as soon as Lauryn Hill left the stage, One Mic started to play. I just said, yeah, this is how you got to go out. And he sure enough, he went out with that song. So I thought it was just incredible. I'm blanking on some of the performances that was there. Wu-Tang. Not the full crew there. It was just Ghostface, Inspector Deck, Method Man. I thought they put on a great show. Ice Cube showed up with Dub C there. Snoop brought out a few people. He brought out Wiz Khalifa, Dougie Fresh. Oof. He brought out two more people, too, I'm blanking on. I cannot remember. And Lil' Kim, she had the crowd hype. I'm not going to lie. She had the... Remy Ma, I thought she was great, though. Her vocals and stuff, I thought she killed it. Especially her lyrics and stuff. I'm trying to remember who else there. Common had the energy like he always does. Brother looked like he ain't never aged a bit. Actually, a lot of these people look like they never aged a bit. Lauryn Hill, she took her glasses off. And I was staring at her like, damn, Lauren. Is this 1997 all over again? Which, by the way, I had Lauryn Hill as my number two, or my second pick on here. It's the 25-year anniversary of the miseducation of miseducation of Lauryn Hill, her first or only debut album, if you will. 25 years of that classic album, which is crazy because that album is perfection at its best or whatever and stuff. It's one of the best albums you could listen to. And I love her transitions in between singing and rapping and stuff. And she was putting some spirit out there, especially when she did Ooh La La La. When she did that on stage, she just like murdered the track and stuff. I know she had to be burning up in that damn outfit she was wearing though, because I noticed a lot of people wore shorts on stage. Yeah, because if it's hot in California, I bet it's hot as hell in New York right now. And a lot of people had, like, shorts on and stuff like that. So, and she had the hip-hop 50th anniversary hoodie on with, like, this pink blazer jacket on. And she had, like, I don't know how to describe the dress around it covering and stuff. I guess the dress probably wasn't that hot, but I know her damn arms had to have been sweating like crazy, so... But she killed it. She was fantastic. Coogi Rap came up there. One of the greatest MCs of all time as well, too. Oh! How the fuck did I forget? Slick Rick came out there, too, as well. Man. Shoot, Slick Rick. That's right. He came out. I can't remember who set he came on, though. But he came out. And I kind of was just, like, flabbergasted by it. Whatever. Too Short came out. That's who Snoop Dogg brought out, too. He brought out Snoop because he called him on the phone or whatever and told him to come out. Too Short came out. Slick Rick, man. I love Slick Rick. Slick Rick was just fucking bad. It looked like he shrunk, too, by the way. It looked like he got smaller. So Slick Rick is dope as hell. He's one of the dopest MCs out there as well. Fat Joe brought KRS-One out. Talk about a miscollaboration of two people or whatever, because I never considered Fat Joe all that really strong of a lyricist like that or whatever, but yeah, he brought out KRS-One, and KRS-One played The Bridge Is Over, The Bridge Is Over, which is funny to say because Queens produced, out of all New York, Queens produced some of the most talented and greatest MCs you all know today as well, so, and it has Nas, so it automatically just wins in general. Dude, you gotta watch this 8-hour show. It flies by the way. Flies by, like, it's crazy how quick I got through this show. I thought it was fantastic, loved every bit of it. I'm buying merch off the site now for the 50th anniversary because, like I said, diehard hip hop fan, and like I just thought that was incredible. I want to thank you, Mass Appeal and Nas, for having that stream up and ready, because I didn't realize that concert was gonna be like that. I thought it was just gonna be like some 2-3 hour show or something like that. I thought it actually would be like between a game or something like that. I didn't really think it was gonna be that big of a deal, and then to see that 8-hour stream and the posts and stuff like that, and people was there. Also too, what I'm glad that Mass Appeal, whoever did the stream, I'm glad they silenced the crowd so you can actually watch the show. Because you could tell from like people's phone cameras that posted it on Instagram and stuff like that, that crowd was freaking loud and, like, killing it almost through. It's an 8-hour show. I'm like, my God, I don't know how they live through that. I know I would because I just love it, but I was glad that the stream didn't capture a lot of that. Because I just wanted to hear the music, the artists perform and stuff like that. So, man, 50 years of this beautiful thing called hip-hop, and I thought it was just delivered perfectly. Nas was talking, he said it 3 times on stage, let's do this again next year. As much as I want to go to that, I feel like it would be like the new Rock the Bells. I don't know if I want to see that next year, though, because there's something special about all of this happening on the 50th anniversary. Maybe for the 75th. Shit, that's a long time from now, by the way. Shit, it's the 75th. We're talking about another 25 years from now. Nas is 50. That man will be set. Shit. When the First Lady and DJ Herc came out, the Godfather of Hip Hop himself, that'll be Nas. They'll be bringing him out. I'll be like, we want to thank this man right here. He'll be 75. So, shit, how old is Snoop? They'll all be in their 70s and stuff. So, I mean, I guess, yeah. If they do it next year, I don't think it'll lose any of its specialness or whatever, because they could bring a lot more people in, too, and also do different songs as well, too, because they were just barely touching the surface. The queen of hip-hop, what was so beautiful about it, Lauryn Hill came out there. I thought she was just fantastic all the way through, man. She killed it. But the ones I really want to give... this is funny, because that concert was really a spoiler of, like, people that's gonna be on our list or already been on our list, so so you just need to watch that show and just be like, all right, this is probably gonna be on JB's or Cody's list here going forward, because really, I was like, damn, they're not saving no room to hide any of these legends right here. I thought Run DMC was like absolutely fucking energy levels was just high as hell. What a great way to wrap up that show. I don't know what you would wrap it up next year with. maybe like a Rakim, probably, if you will, but an Eric B. If you can get those two together. Well, yeah, they did a tour not too long ago, but if you can get those two together, that'd be fantastic. Run DMC, man, that was just, and then it closed out with the Jam Master Jay Run DMC thing. I thought that was beautiful. I thought they just killed it, man, especially Run himself. Rev Run, when he was talking about turning the lights out, he said that every song, turn them lights out, and then the crowd and the energy just got hyped up. Beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful stuff. Almost brought a little tear to my black heart. I'm not gonna lie. I was just like, this is what hip hop is supposed to be. Not this bullshit we play on the radio today, okay? with that said, though, that was a hell of a celebration right there. And if you don't think Nas is the GOAT, you best do now, because he put together this, him and his company, Mass Appeal. They put together a beautiful thing here, and I thought it was fantastic. So, with that said, hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Go check out that 8-hour stream. Buy yourself a bottle of the Last Drop Jamaica Rum here. And drink the whole bottle while... No, don't drink the whole bottle. Do not drink the whole bottle while... You drink some of it while watching this 8-hour stream. With that said, we'll be back next week. Oh, I'll be back next week. Even if Cody doesn't show up, I'll be back next week. And if he does, then Cody will give his hip-hop list and get into his rum. If not, then I got some more rum over here to talk about. I'm going to wrap up this rum month real well, whatever. I got some bottles here that... This kind of was going to be the last finale here, but I was just like, ooh, let's put the finale in the middle. Like an Oreo. Put the cream. Or like a freaking PB&J sandwich. I gave you the bread last week. Well, let me give you the peanut butter right now. This is the peanut butter. And next week, if I'm solo again, I'll bring the jelly. Jam. So, with that said, I am your godfather, Whiskey, JB. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week to another edition of The Last Drop. Featuring The Last Drop, Very Old Jamaica Rum. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.